Good afternoon. This is KGPR Great Falls at 89.9 FM. And welcome to Electric City Currents. I am Matt Donnelly, and here in the studio with me is president and founder of the Great Falls Theater Company, Amber Henning Griffith. And with her is stage manager Tim Luoma and Lorene Asadorian Johnson, dramaturg. How's it going?
Very good.
Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
The GFTC is back, and this time, not in musical form, but in a stage play that became a movie starring Sally Field, Julia Roberts, Olympia Dukakis, and Dolly Parton. Can you tell us what will be happening?
Yes, Matt. The Great Falls Theater Company is proud to present Steel Magnolias starting on April 18th.
Excellent. And before we get on to the play, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Tim?
Sure. Yep. My name is Tim Luoma. I currently work for the Children's Museum of Montana during my day job, and I sit as a member of the board of directors of the Great Falls Theater Company. I am a born and raised Great Falls kid and just came back here about 6 years ago, and am super excited to get involved with Great Falls Theater Company.
Excellent. And I know that's working with a fun cast, and also working with Amber is a lot of fun too.
Oh, absolutely.
With this wonderful premier theater company that's really making waves within the community.
Yes, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, we're so excited to be a part of this community. We've had nothing but warm welcomes from this community, and we're so happy to be back doing a stage play.
Excellent. And this time, not a musical, but a non-musical as well, compared to the Charlie Brown Christmas and in Oklahoma. But this time, something different.
Something different. And I think something that we've heard nothing but positive remarks from the community. Everyone is very excited to see this production be brought to life here in Great Falls.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to echo what Amber's saying there, we know the community is very excited. You know, everybody does love a musical, but some people don't love a musical. And just having an excellent play like Steel Magnolias, excellently written play, just a great story. We had a large number of women come out and audition. So obviously people are really excited about this. So
excellent. And it's a play, of course, Steel Magnolias. I know people have seen the movie, but I don't think they really know where the movie was based on, or even what it was all about. Can you tell us what the entire play is about of Steel Magnolias?
Yeah, many people are familiar with the film because it had such a great cast, an all-star cast.
Mm-hmm.
But it did come from the play, which was written first. And the play, in my opinion, is a lot stronger as a piece of art, a lot stronger than the movie. It takes place on one set inside of Truvy's Beauty Salon. That I think, and there are a lot of differences between the movie and the play, but that is probably the biggest difference. And it allows for the focus to be on the beauty salon as a space where the women of the community come together and they support each other, and they feel safe to kind of let their hair down, if you will, and be themselves. So that is the main difference. There are some other differences. The play has 6 characters, and they are all female. So it's very strong roles for women as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So. Absolutely. The writing, Robert Harling is the playwright, and his writing and understanding of women, it comes through so clearly with this piece of work. And, you know, there's humor, there's drama, there's just every human emotion is encompassed in his writing. And, you know, the script is fairly similar to the movie, but like Lorene was saying, there are some pretty dramatic differences between the movie and that people are more familiar with and the stage version. But like Lorene, I'm becoming much more partial to the stage version. Love the movie. Absolutely love the movie. One of my favorites. Can quote it line for line. But overall, the stage version is just such an exciting and engrossing piece of work. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the playwright, Robert Harling, did also write the screenplay. Mm. So a lot of the lines that are in the movie are also in the play. So that's interesting. And also, he it's sort of semi-biographical. A lot of the play is based on his personal experiences. So those characters really come to life because they are based on real people. And they're very conversational and witty, and they really come alive on the stage.
And this sounds like this is going to be really good. And, of course, doing a play like Steel Magnolias, I know that I know people have probably seen the movie, but they don't want to try to imitate the movie very much, but pretty much the heart of the play practically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and our director, Ryan Hurley, has, you know, came into it with a very specific vision that is not necessarily the movie. He, you know, I know him personally. He had never seen the movie up until a couple of months ago when I forced him to watch it. But so he came in with his very own vision, and all of our cast members, they have a really deep understanding of their characters, and they're not basing them on anything other than the words of Robert Harling and their own personal experiences. And they're all talented and accomplished actors who are coming in with just, I mean, they're heavy hitters. These ladies are great, and they are really bringing this show to life thus far in our rehearsal process. So it's been really exciting to see.
Yeah, and I noticed that the characters are very colorful, especially both in play and the movie. Can you tell us a little bit about the characters, kind of give us a preview of what they're like, or like each character that maybe Julia Roberts once played, or even Shirley MacLaine in the movie?
Well, sure. I mean, I will let Laureen speak to her own character. but just from watching these characters come to life, you have, of course, the infamous Julia Roberts role of mm-hmm. Shelby Eatonton Lattery, which is played by a wonderful actress in our version, Hannah Kyer. And she's new to Great Falls Theater Company, but she is bringing her expertise in stage work to the role of Shelby. And, you know, it was kind of an iconic Julia Roberts role, but again, she's bringing her own characterization and her own story into the character of Shelby, and is just a pleasure to watch. And we have another new actress with the Great Falls Theater Company, Deanna Small. She is playing the Shirley MacLaine role that everybody knows of from the movie, of Weeza Boudreau, your typical Southern woman, but she is curmudgeonly, and you know, she's got an attitude, but everybody loves her. But she is doing a fantastic job. She hasn't been on the stage in a while, and was really excited to come out and audition for the show, and kind of blew us away in her audition, and is killing it in her role. Oh boy, let's see, who else do we have? The Dolly Parton role of Truvy. Mm-hmm. Truvy is the character that's kind of the engine of the show. She's, you know, everything takes place in Truvy's shop. She's the soothsayer, the peacemaker, she's the wit and wisdom of Robert Harling's writing. And again, another fine actress playing that role. And then I will let Laureen speak to her role of Clary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was lucky enough to be cast in this show in addition to my role as being dramaturg. So I'm thrilled about that. And I'm playing the role of Clary Belcher, who is the recently widowed grand dame. She was the former mayor's wife in the town, and she always has some witty saying to go in any situation. That's another thing I wanted to mention about the text of the play is that Robert Harling wrote the play based on real people, as I said. The women in his life when he was growing up, they spoke in bumper stickers.
Ooh. Bumper stickers.
Yeah. To use his term. So that's something you can look forward to in seeing this play. So Clary is a very colorful character as well.
Yeah, they're all pretty colorful. Yeah, and they're all, you know, fine Southern women and really confident women, and There's one more character I forgot. Of course, Malin, who people would the Sally Field character from the movie. Mm-hmm. But Malin Eatonton, Shelby's mother. And she is played by a very talented actress, also new to the Great Falls Theater Company stage, Tyler Layton. Mm-hmm. She comes to us with an extensive background in theater and television performance.
Wow.
And is just a tour de force to watch on stage, and brings this really powerful, energy to the character of Malin. And it's, again, just been a pleasure to watch her. And we've got some amazing actresses that are really tuning into some amazing characters. So,
and then we have, who's Kirsten playing again?
Oh, Annelle. My goodness, I forgot another one. Uh-oh. Yeah, Kirsten Higgins. Annelle. Uh-oh. Annelle. Yes. Annelle Dupuis. She is a young, fresh girl who is new to the bar, to the beauty shop, and is kind of finding her way in life.
That was the part that Daryl Hannah played in the movie.
Yeah, correct. That would be the Daryl Hannah character. Yes, played by Kirsten, who, again, she comes to us with a lot of theater experience. She played Lori in Oklahoma, so we're happy to welcome her back to the stage. She's a fun character, Annelle. Mm-hmm. Annelle goes on a journey.
She does. She has a nice character arc.
She does.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. So it's fun to watch.
Because I know that this is a play that's full of heart, as well as there's some funny, a lot of funny parts. And then there's, of course, the dramatic. And, of course, I'm remembering from the movie about the part that where Julia Roberts had that diabetic shock, mm-hmm. and she was shaking and trying to drink orange juice and what have you. And that pretty much put Julia Roberts on the map because of that role. And then she went on to other roles after that.
It was her second film. She had just come off of making Mystic River.
Mystic Pizza.
Mystic Pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a whole different
movie. Different film, yeah.
Mystic Pizza. And so this was her second role, and she actually was nominated for Best Supporting Actress.
Oh, I can see why. Wow.
Yeah, it's a powerful
role. It's juicy.
Yeah. It's juicy. Yeah. Drink your juice. It's a powerful role, and again, Hannah's bringing something really special to it. And yeah, a lot of these roles, like you were saying, there's humor, there's, you know, it's serious, mm-hmm. there's heart, there's
all the
drama.
Emotions.
Yeah, I mean, all the emotions are in this show. And I mean, it really is such a pleasure to watch it come together and watch this group of women form their own family and bond, mm-hmm. and community as they're portraying this other group of women who have formed their own bond and, mm-hmm. chosen family and community. It's just a really beautiful juxtaposition to watch both of those things happen. And it's, people are really going to enjoy watching this story unfold.
And it's supposed to take place in the Deep South, I believe. Is it in Louisiana?
Louisiana.
Where it's supposed, mm-hmm. to take,
yeah.
place?
It's a fictional town that he wrote called Chincapin Parish, Louisiana. But it's actually based on the author's hometown of Natchitoches, Louisiana, which is north in North Louisiana.
So not only it's a play with comedy and heart, but also a little bit of Delta flavor in there too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's some Southern flavor in there for sure.
For sure. And do you have any information on when this play is going to take place?
Absolutely. So our show opens on April 18th, and it runs the 18th, 19th, and 20th of April. The shows will be on the 18th, 19th, and 20th at 7:30, and then we also have a matinee performance at 2 p.m. on April 20th as well. And all of the shows take place with our amazing sponsor, the University of Providence, at their theater on campus.
Excellent. And I know this, that the Great Falls Theater Company has been using a lot of the University of Providence Theater. I mean, it's such an amazing theater. And and I know that there were times that we thought that the theater was going to go away during the pandemic. But then all of a sudden, just there was like a huge demand in theater. And then everybody's using that wonderful theater again.
yes, we have been so lucky to work with the university in using their space, having them allow us to be utilizing that space for the community. It really is a community treasure, and we're happy to bring life back into it and have these shows there. And we're just so happy to be there and thank them for all their support.
Excellent. And going back to the play, I'm pretty sure that, like I said, the setting is, I know, very Southern, but also, is it kind of, will there be like kind of similarities to the movie, or is it all going to take place within the beauty shop?
Well, it is a static set, what we call a static set. It is one set. There are slight changes because it takes place over a 2-year period. So there are slight changes to the set, but all of the action, all of the story does take place in Truvy's Beauty Spot, Truvy's Beauty Salon, which I feel makes it even more interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, we were just saying in rehearsal last night that it's this kind of voyeuristic thing, but you're just sitting there watching these women relate to each other in a place in their second home, where they feel so comfortable. They're all there every Saturday morning, and they sit and they talk life, and they rib each other. They love each other. They give each other advice. They tell each other to shut their mouth when they need to, you know? So just watching it all take place in this one location, I think, brings a really special element to the show as well.
Mm-hmm. And the set is going to be truly amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's looking great. Yeah.
And we were fortunate enough to come into contact with some old beauty salon equipment.
Wow.
So we've got the chairs. We've got
The hair dryer.
The hair dryer.
The hair washing sink with lounge. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. A lot of detail.
Oh, yeah.
It's very detailed. And shout out to my mother-in-law, who has painstakingly gotten us almost all of the props.
Props and set dressing, yes. Thank you, Deb.
Yeah, thank you, Deb, thank you, Deb. My mother-in-law, for just really working hard on that. And just those little things, you know, really are going to bring this story to life. Yes, the acting is amazing, but really this is going to be a full experience for the audience.
Yeah, definitely the details. And another shout out to Lorraine's husband, John. He is building our set for us. Ryan came to him with a design, and John has brought it to life.
Wow.
It is looking really cool. I mean, you're going to be in an 80s beauty salon, that is
nice.
For sure. So yeah, it's coming together really well, and John's doing a fantastic job.
That's really amazing, especially the trying to get every intricate detail of the props and the time frame that it all took place.
Oh yeah, again, Deb was a great help in going out to the Goodwills and just collecting things. Mandy Brumwell, who's a friend of the theater company, we picked up those salon chairs from her garage. You know, the community is so supportive, and you know, we've been going out and asking for things, and we have received, which is really, really cool. And just to see some of these really cool old pieces, and you know, again, one of my favorite things is set dressing and just bringing a set to life, and it is all about those little details. You know, I was trying to track down spoolies. I didn't even know what spoolies were.
Spoolies?
Oh, yeah.
Spoolies.
Yeah, spoolies. They are a type of curler, a silicone hair curler. Mm-hmm. We needed that specifically for a prop situation, and I never knew what they were or that they existed, and now I know. So,
wow.
You know, yeah, there's these really cool little details like that that you're going to see.
Especially if something like that doesn't even exist now.
They do.
They do
exist. Yeah.
They stopped making them for a while. They were all the rage in the 50s and 60s. They lasted until the 80s, and then they stopped making them. But fortunately, they make them again.
They're back. Yeah.
They're back. Just like we're bringing back vinyl I don't know if they'll bring back Pet Rocks, but we'll never know. Who knows?
Hey, I have a Pet Rock. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
Did they ever go away?
Yeah, I think they've always been around. He's in my office.
Mm. Oh, nice.
And also, too, our costumes are just also going to bring them into it.
Yes.
Our costume designer, Britt Asmussen, has just a true talent in making that come to life.
And will there be any music involved? Like, what would the background music be? Not anything 80s, but more, I guess.
There will be some 80s music. And music does feature in the play. So there will be, I don't want to give anything away.
Yes.
There are some songs that are required and will be played.
Yes, correct. Yes. Very diplomatic way. Yes.
No live band or anything like
that. No live music.
No, it is far from a musical.
Yeah. Yes. It is a straight play, as we say. But yeah, you know, there happens to be a line in the show one of the characters says about you should get a radio in here, and so that does happen, and yeah, there's some music that kind of will set the mood. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent. And like, we're going through all this wonderful detail about what people are going to be getting into. This is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. I think this is, we are so excited to bring this to the community. And like Amber was saying, the community is really excited about this show. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a beautiful story. And it's being brought to life so wonderfully. It's one you're not going to want to miss, for sure. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful show. So,
and that's one of the reasons why this play was chosen out of all the many plays, or even some of the few plays that Robert Harling had written.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, it's got timeless. What am I trying to say? Themes and you know, that really resonate today too. That never go away. It's a timeless tale of love and family and community and tragedy and joy, and you know, like we said, it runs the gamut of emotions, and I mean, it's timeless, really. I mean, you know, the movie itself has stood up over all these years, and the play is the, you know, the foundation of that. So it's really cool.
And it's a testament to the women in our lives who are often seen as fragile, but who are as tough as steel. And
yes,
that's where the metaphor of the title comes in. These women are tough. They can make it through anything.
It's been so surprising to me as I tell the community about this show of how many people have a personal connection with this story. And I think that goes to the characters in and of themselves and how well they are written. That in whatever moment of your life you see yourself, or you see your mother, or you see your grandmother in one of these characters. And it's so wonderful to hear people's connection stories with this. So many people will tell me, this is my feel good story. When I'm sick, this is the movie I put on, or my mother and I watch this every year. And so to me, to bring a live version of that story to the community, it makes me feel good that we're doing the right thing. And that this is just something for everyone to enjoy.
And it's kind of appropriate since it was announced over Facebook, and it was right during International Women's Day,
yes,
which is appropriate. And this is pretty much, I think this is Women's History Month as well, too.
It is. And I think, again, that was just kind of a coincidence, I think. Mm-hmm. Not our post. We were intentional about the day that we posted it. But I think the timing of it all, too, you know, all of this month, March being Women's Month, and so for us to promote this and coming in April is just perfect.
And do you have any more information about ticketing?
Yes, absolutely. Our tickets for the show will actually go on sale Monday, March 18th. They will start, I believe, at 8:00 in the morning online. And you can go to greatfallstheater.com. We'll have a link to those ticket sales. For those people who have purchased, again, our previous shows, it's still the same format and platform that we're using for our ticket sales. Tickets are $22.50. But we will also, again, be holding some open box office hours for people who would like to purchase tickets in person. So mm-hmm. those box office hours will start next week, next Monday and Tuesday, the 18th and 19th from 6:30 to 7:30 at the University of Providence Theater. And then again, the following week, March 25th and 26th, again at 6:30 to 7:30 at the University of Providence Theater. So you can come on down and I will help you purchase tickets.
Excellent. And I know that we have some future projects that are coming up around the bend, and kind of a small preview of a certain musical that's coming up this summer with the Great Falls Theater Company.
Yes, Matt, if you have not heard, there's going to be trouble in River City.
Ah, the music man, Meredith Wilson.
Yes, we are so excited to be putting on this coming July, The Music Man, from one River City to another River City, to bring that just classic musical to life here in Great Falls.
That should be exciting, especially if you bring in a lot, especially when you have to fit in 76 trombones.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to give too much away, but it's going to be quite the event.
Awesome. And do you have any closing thoughts about this event that's going on with Steel Magnolias?
I would just say, don't miss it. I mean, really, honestly, I might be a little partial right now, but like I say, watching this story come to life thus far in our rehearsal process, I've just been absolutely blown away by the talent on stage and off, and just the brilliance of the writing, and watching it come to life right before your eyes is the magic of theater. And this show is going to be just so beautiful. Bring your mom, bring your sister, bring your aunt, bring your best friend. Make a day of it, ladies. It is going to be such a beautiful experience, and we just can't wait to share it with everybody.
Mm. And any closing thoughts, Lorene?
Well, I don't know if I could say it any better than Tim just said it. But yeah, I think that the audience will be able to feel the love coming from the stage, because it so far it has been an amazing experience, and I hope that the audience will share in that as well. I think they will.
I think so as well, and it's just going to be a wonderful weekend to experience live theater in Great Falls. I'm working on some really cool pink merchandise, so check out the merch table when you come in, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to take time with the people you love and experience live theater together.
And what are the dates again and times for Steel Magnolias?
Yes, Steel Magnolias again starts April 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the University of Providence Theater. We will then run again April 19th and 20th at 7:30, and again on the 20th at 2 p.m.
Excellent. Like I said, this is going to be a lot of fun. And once again, since the Great Falls Theater Company is now in full bloom, and we would like to see more with the Great Falls Theater Company, what more they would have to do musically or non-musically.
Yes. We are in the process of planning out our season for next year, as well as providing the community with some educational opportunities for adults and children to learn the theater, and not just be an audience member, but learn all aspects of the theater. And so we're working on some really exciting educational opportunities.
That way everybody can get a taste of theater, even if they don't have any experience.
Mm-hmm. And that's the goal. One of the goals of this company is to be a resource for anyone who wants to learn about the theater, and not just acting, but set design and stage managing and props and painting and then again on, you know, the acting side and movement and voice. We want to be a resource for all of that for this community and the surrounding communities as well.
Excellent. Once again, I'm Matt Donnelly, and this has been Electric City Currents. And here in the studio with me was president and founder of the Great Falls Theater Company, Amber Henning Griffith, and stage manager Tim Luama, and Lorene Asa Dorian Johnson, dramaturg. Once again, it's a pleasure interviewing you, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Matt. And thank you, Matt, to KGPR for your wonderful support.
You betcha. And this is KGPR Great Falls at 89.9 FM.